This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Julia Jacobs. My good friends from Zero Waste Malaysia are back on the show today. This time, they're going to talk about the 30-day Zero Waste Challenge, which will encourage Malaysians to adopt more sustainable habits, one baby step at a time. So this new community engagement project is supported by the Ministry of Environment and Water, or CASA, and we're going to find out all about what's in store from Zero Waste Malaysia's Kor Su Yee. She's the co-founder and director, and Jezra Lim, who's the head of finance and funding and external relations. Welcome, ladies. How are you today?
Hello, Julia.
Hello.
Good.
Very good.
Good to have you back on the show. So yeah, we just caught up, you know, not too long ago. It was back in July. And then we were talking about something that you were about to launch at the time, right? Which, of course, was the My Zero Waste Life Summarized. And that, of course, is Malaysia's first comprehensive handbook on zero waste living. How did the launch go? How did everything go with that?
Yeah, I think it's pretty well. Like, since the launch of the handbook, we have already gotten about like close to 2,000 downloads, including these Bahasa Malaysia editions, English and Bahasa Mandarin, and also Bahasa Tamil. Yeah, so
awesome.
We are more
well
or less
done.
Very, very happy to with that responses and also some of the feedback from our followers.
Okay, and can you remind us what that whole handbook was about?
Yes. So basically, the handbook is the 101 Zero Waste Handbook that teaches everyone on how everyone can go zero waste. Yep. So there are a lot of details and also tips on how everyone can start going zero waste on every single aspect of your life. And also, we also have a lot of cute illustrations there. So, you know, you will feel like reading a magazine instead of like, you know, a manual handbook while enjoying your zero waste journey. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And again, you know, that's available to everyone for free, right? They just need to head to the Zero Waste Malaysia website to download it, and to use it, right?
Mm. Yep.
Okay, all right. And I know I sound like a broken record, and I know that I ask you this every single time you come on the show, but it's helpful. You know, we never know who's new to the show, right? And who's tuning in for the first time. Please remind us, what are those five principles of a zero waste lifestyle?
Yeah, so the 5R principle that presented by B. Johnson, the author of Zero Waste Home, including the refuse what we do not need. So this is simply to be very conscious about the every decisions that we make, because the moment when we refuse, we are able to tell the vendors or the businesses indirectly about our demand. And the second R would be reduce, to reduce what we do need. So this is regards to our daily consumptions, whenever that we can do, then we try to reduce. And the third R is reuse, to reuse what we already have. So most often we do know that a lot of people just when they first started zero waste lifestyle, including me myself, was thinking that to live a zero waste lifestyle, I have to change or switch to all of the reusable, like a new Changi kind of stainless steel water bottle. But instead, back to the essence of zero waste lifestyle, the most environmental friendly product is the one that we choose not to buy by reusing what we already have. And the fourth part is recycle, to recycle what we can't, refuse, reduce, and reuse. So simply saying that recycling requires a lot of energy. It's an energy-intensive process, require the human labor to separate the recyclables, required the energy to also run the facilities. So whenever we can, try to refuse, reduce, reuse before thinking of recycling. And last but not least, the last 5Rs is the rot, to compost the rest of our organic matters, because most of the food waste that we produce from our kitchens are potentially the food for our plants and also the soil, to regenerate the soil back to the mother nature.
Mm-hmm. And I think always we remind everybody that, you know, not to get too overwhelmed by trying to accomplish everything. Start small and, you know, see what small changes you can make. And I think that's also kind of where this new challenge comes about, right? This 30-day zero waste challenge. Tell me about that. You know, it's going to encourage people to adopt more sustainable lifestyle. What is the plan behind it?
Yeah, so this 30-day challenge is basically a social media challenge. To inspire everyone, like you and I, kids, elderly, everyone in Malaysia to go zero waste. Yep. So we aim to increase the awareness of zero waste lifestyle through this challenge. And it is also quite important for us to share with people that, hey, going zero waste is not as hard as what everybody think. Yep. So it is really like we are making this zero waste a norm through this challenge, and we would like to invite everyone to have this 30 days zero waste journey with us to experience more, and also hopefully this will be a lasting habit that all Malaysians will continue to do after the challenge.
Mm-hmm. And people love challenges, don't they? Like, they love it when you put it in this 30-day thing. It seems more like you can reach it, those goals, right? It seems more achievable when you put it in this sort of format. Is that also why you wanted to make it into like a challenge as such? Just to make it less intimidating, I guess?
Yeah, so according to the research, they say one habit takes about 21 days to form. Yeah, so we thought instead of 21 days, why not we make it a month long? Yeah, so at least, you know, whenever you look back at it, oh, actually there was a month that I go zero waste. Or even better, after this 1 month, we would like everyone to continue the habits that build up from these 30 zero waste days that they have with us. Yeah.
Okay. And let's talk about the challenge itself, right? So, you know, in the material that you sent me, there's actually like a calendar that you've prepared, right? I mean, I don't think you need to follow that religiously, or is that, I mean, is that how the challenge works?
Yeah, so the 30 days zero waste challenge calendar is the guidelines for us to actually assign for as a daily challenge of the day. So the intention of setting this calendar, if let's say we may have a look through, basically all of the daily actions that we assign on the calendars are easily achievable. Yeah, and we believe that all of these are practical actions when we say like, about week one, we are more focusing on the BYO and reusable concept, and also the grocery shopping, how we can keep low waste during that particular week. And the week two, the team is kind of like focusing on the food waste, on how we can reduce food waste from making meal plan, or from making doing our composting, or actually making use of our leftover materials to become a very good dishes. Instead of wasting the foods or causing some food wastage. Yeah, so the calendar is somewhat that we already set from our awesome team members.
And yeah.
During these 30 days, we are able to sort of like motivate each other, because during this pandemic, we have been doing quite a bit of corporate engagement to introduce zero waste culture with the employees. So we often get some feedback saying that is that they reflect to us is that looking at others sharing their zero waste journey together, they feel more motivated to also take actions and also to contribute part of the actions. So we really hope that during these 30 days, we can have all of the people, Malaysians or anyone who is in Malaysia, to just take part. And more or less, we also allocate some of the mystery prize for this challenge for the high achievers.
Ah, so there's a competitive element as well, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah, I guess there are two tracks for this challenge. Yep. So first of all, if 30 days sounds overwhelming for you, in case you are new or you know nothing about zero waste, this is your first time ever, so worry not. We do have a weekly lucky draw. Yep. So instead of aiming 30 days straight, you can start off by trying with this 1 week challenge. Yep. And also look forward to the lucky draw day that we will be hosting a live stream on Sunday. Yep. So after you complete the week challenge, you can look forward to the weekly lucky draw that we will be hosting every Sunday. Yep. So for those who are more ambitious or would like to release that out of your comfort zone, that's where you can aim for the grand prize. Yeah, that we have prepared about like 4-digit prizes.
Oh, nice.
for participants who are completing the 30 days challenges. Yeah, so this is really up for them to grab it. And I guess it's really rewarding, because you are doing something good for the environment and you are saving money in any way, yes. And also, you know, getting paid by winning the prizes. Yeah, so it really kills a lot of birds with one stone.
Yeah, that's excellent. And I guess, you know, maybe if anybody is listening and they want to know, like, how do they show accountability, right? How do they prove that they've done all these things? Like, how does the competition work? You know, what is needed from the participants besides just, completing these tasks?
Yeah, so we do have a sign-up form for the participants who is interested to actually join this challenge. And this form can be found on our website, www.zerowastemalaysia.org, and as well as on our event page under Zero Waste Malaysia Facebook page. So once they sign up, the participants will actually receive like a welcome starter pack kit that include like a small calendar so that they are able to, it's similar with like a habit tracker list where you are able to sort of like put a mark on the daily actions that you have achieved on that day. And then during the end of the challenge, our team will also send an email or a reminder emails on also reminding the participants to also submit the post survey form as well as how many actions that they have achieved. So from there, we are able to also calculate based on the point system to see who will be the higher achiever. But nevertheless, if you are not interested taking any prizes, but still would like to actually support these challenges, we are always welcome because we do need all of the people to actually kickstart this campaign and also to join us in this journey because we would like to, for our team, we would really, really love to collect as much zero waste actions as possible.
Okay.
Yeah, just to add on to Suyi's, yep. So all these challenges, participants are expected to post all these actions on social media platform. Yeah, so yes, we hope that every day there will be one post from the participants. Yeah, so like what Sui mentioned, even though like if you are not really up to winning the prizes, but feel free just join the campaign, share the actions whenever you have done any zero waste actions so that more people are aware of this and zero waste become a norm in Malaysia instead of like, or like you are the special person who goes zero waste. Yep.
Okay. And I know I'm just looking at the calendar now, you know, it's really simple things like, do shop with a reusable bag, as you mentioned just now, Suyi, or say no to disposable straws or switch from disposable to reusable. So many different, I mean, it's very simple things, right? Really just small steps to get you started. And I guess it's something that aside from just corporations, families can take on together as well, I'm sure, right?
Yes, absolutely. And from all of the actions that you are able to see on the calendar is actually also derived from the handbook My Zero Waste Life Summarized. Ah. So including the three sections that we mentioned before, which is the individual actions, the daily lifestyle improvement, as well as community support, as well as systemic change. So the intention of this 30-day Zero Waste Challenge is to really get as much as people to actually join this challenge to achieve the systemic change. And also part of the bonus challenge that we mentioned on the calendar is also perhaps to start writing a letter or a demand letter to your favorite brand where you wish that they are able to consider a low waste packaging or even to our local council with any climate change issues to be addressed. Yeah, so all of the daily actions, or I would say the challenge from the calendars, are the one that we derive from the My Zero Waste Life Summarized Handbook. So to actually introduce the daily lifestyle improvement, community support, as well as systemic change.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, as you said, if you don't think you can do all of it, just try some. You know, it's all about behavior change, isn't it? It's all about trying something new. What is the timeline for this campaign in particular? I said 1 month. So is it from the 1st to the 30th of October?
Yes, so this campaign is an October campaign. Yep, so the 30-day will start on 1st October until 30th October. So every day you have one challenge. So total up, you will have 30 challenge. And there are also four weekly bonuses that we mentioned earlier that whoever would like to participate in a weekly track and also would like to win the weekly lucky draw. So these are the bonus challenges that they can do. So in total, there are about 31 challenges in total in this 31 challenges in this 30 day plus the 4 weekly bonus challenges. Yeah. And the grand prize will be announced in early November. Yay.
Okay, excellent. And, you know, I think I mentioned it in the intro earlier that this is also being supported by the Ministry of Environment and Water. Am I correct? What is the collaboration there?
So for this coming 30-Day Zero Waste Challenge, we are very happy that this challenge will be also supported and acknowledged by the Ministry of Environment and Water, CASA, because CASA is also very happy to invite all Malaysians, regardless of their level of environmental awareness, to participate in this sort of like a simple task on a daily basis with the aim of fostering a long-term habit and encouraging a lasting change. So I would say it's not going to be a short-term collaboration with them, because we would like to actually have them with any initiative that Zero Waste Malaysia is doing, because we know that we are more or less some quite grassroots level, so we know what's happened from on the ground. And this is very important because we are able to also share our experience to the Ministry of Environment and Water, as well as the any stakeholder or policymakers, to actually aware what's happening on the ground, so that the higher level of environmental awareness from the ground definitely can also initiate a policy change from the top level. So it's not just the 30-Day Zero Waste Challenge, but also from our previous launch of My Zero Waste Life Summarized Handbook, it's also recognized and also acknowledged by the Ministry of Environment and Water. So this will not stop us to continue to engage with them, because we hope that they are able to see what's happening on the ground, and hopefully, as well as Zero Waste Malaysia also has the opportunity to also be invited in some of the stakeholder meeting. Mm-hmm. So we hope that changes can definitely start from all of us on the ground and initiate the systemic change indirectly, as well as more participations and engagement with the government.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, it sounds like an amazing plan, and it's really fun as well, right? Something that everybody can do together. So I guess, you know, if anybody's listening, all they need to do is head to the website. And I'm sure that, you know, day to day, you're going to have updates on your social media platforms as well, right?
Yes, yes, yes. So we have been sharing quite a bit of like a number of influencers, yes, including like actress, a model, or even illustrators.
Yes.
To actually join this challenge. So we hope that it's not just for the general public, but also we have been, like what Jessica mentioned, we also invited some of the corporates, students group, community groups around all of the different states to join this challenge together. So to make it like a nationwide challenge and make it like a zero waste lifestyle, it's not for extreme people, but it's actually a normal by default, it should be the lifestyle that we can actually consider. It's not to achieving the zero, but it's to be more mindful and to be more conscious as a consumer, as a human being living in this mother planet. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think you guys always use this quote, we don't need a handful of people doing zero waste perfectly, we need millions of people doing it imperfectly. Am I correct?
Yes, yeah. By yes. Anne Mary. Yeah.
I love that quote. Yes, it makes so much sense. Okay, so that's great. And I know that, you know, even after this, you guys are very, very busy. You've got getting ready to launch an extensive trash encyclopedia webpage. Gosh, what's next? What are you guys, what's in the pipeline?
Super busy. Yes, you do.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. So by the name of Trash Encyclopedia means we are going to do a trash encyclopedia that is in Malaysia context. Yeah. So from our experience working with our community or being on the ground, we know that people are often confused, you know, what can be recycled, what cannot be recycled, what goes to the general bin and what go to the recycling bin. Yeah. So we thought that there is also no available consolidated information on any platform in Malaysia yet. So we thought that, hey, why not Zero Waste Malaysia? Since we are the resource platform provider, yeah, why not we be the hub that consolidate all these learnings and compile all these common household trash that we usually find in our trash bin, yeah, into this web page. Yeah. So this trash encyclopedia web page will consist of 101 common household waste that we usually find. As easy as, you know, like the paper cup or bubble tea cup or snack packaging and all. So people can just go to the web page and find out whether the trash can be recycled. If yes, how do they recycle? And before they recycle, you know, they also should be doing cleaning, waste segregation to make sure that all these are not contaminated, yeah, for recycling. But of course, our ultimate goal or always go back to zero waste no matter what. We hope that by educating people on the recyclability of trash, we would also like to share with people like the fourth R, like recycling is always not the best option because it's water intensive, resource intensive, and a lot of things that we use today are generally not recyclable. Yeah, then the ultimate goal we want is instead of thinking recycle or not, why not just go zero waste? Yeah. Yeah. So you avoid creating the trash in the very first place. So you will save all this process of, like, you know, segregating waste, going into the recycling bins, things like that. So the best solution that we would like all Malaysians to embrace is, of course, zero waste lifestyle. Yeah.
In fact, the landing page is already up online. So it's trashpedia.zerowastemalaysia.org. So yeah,
love it.
We try our best to sort of like name it. We can't name it as trash.zerowastemalaysia.org.
Yeah,
because
it sounds
a bit
weird.
Yeah. So yeah, the landing page is already up. It basically is a very simple page where we set up to collect some of the ideas. If there is any users or any people who is interested to contribute some ideas. But generally, the structure is already there. And then we hope to launch it by end of November with the first 50 trash. Yeah.
Yeah. So it will be on... It will be up online in beta version in November, and we will be launching a full version, the 101 trash in April. And hopefully if we get good corporate collaboration and all things goes well, we might have a multilingual version as well. Yeah, so awesome. It's like really Satu Malaysia, whoever goes to the webpage can just choose your preferred language and yeah, learn more about the trash and also zero waste solutions.
Yeah, I think buildings need it, schools need it, you know, everywhere needs it. Community, you know, your own neighborhood sort of like groups and things like that, committees, all of us need that. La. I mean, I see it even in my neighborhood chat. We don't know how to segregate our waste. So this is something that an easy resource, you know, for us to learn how.
Basically, it's just a web page where you are able to navigate. For example, you do not know, maybe you order a bubble teacups.
Yes.
I do not know how to recycle or whether or not this is recyclable or not. So we just need to go on trashpedia.zerowastemalaysia.org to see if, let's say, bubble tea cup is able to recycle. And if yes, which part of the components are able to recycle. And we can throw the one that is not recyclable in the general bin, but the one in the dedicated respective recycling bin. Yeah, more or less, we hope that this Trashpedia will give better guidelines on doing recycling the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Clean, dry, make sure that our recyclables are not contaminated. So
yeah.
It will be easy. The job for our recycling industry. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Just to add on, as what we have mentioned, we are building these exciting resources for Malaysians to use it. So in case anyone is interested, we are still building this. If you would like to collaborate or even be part of this, you know, building this trash encyclopedia web page, please feel free to log on to our official website and write into us. Yeah, we will definitely be all ears to and open for all the collaboration, partnerships, and all that. Yep.
Okay, excellent. And I guess, you know, if anybody's interested, again, the 30-day challenge is kickstarting just this Thursday, right, on the 1st of October. So we've got some time now. You know, it's Monday. We've got some time. So just go and read up about it and learn how you can get involved. And I hope lots of people join you. I will try. I promise I will try. So just head to zerowastemalaysia.org or follow the team on social media for updates. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining me today. Any last message you'd like to leave us with?
Join us for this 30-day zero waste challenge and hope that we are able to have all of you, and also including me, myself, and including Jastrio together, we can definitely be like the hashtag that we assign, a hashtag, the Summer Kita Zero Waste. And thank you so much for the invitations as well.
Always. Yeah, thank you so much. Let's build a clean, safe, and beautiful Malaysia together.
Yeah, we definitely need to build back better. So yes, let's start with this challenge right here. My thanks again to both of you. I've been speaking to Kor Soo Yee, who's the co-founder and director of Zero Waste Malaysia, and Jasra Lim, who's the head of finance and funding and external relations. And we were talking about the new 30 days to a new Zero Waste You challenge that's coming up. Again, one more time, that website is zerowastemalaysia.org. And if you miss any part of today's interview or any previous Earth Matters interviews, you can always search for the podcast at bfm.my/earth, or you can find it on the BFM app. This has been Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.